Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Epiphany Radio Program here in the Diocese of Kalamazoo. My name is Deacon Louis Zemlich. We're glad you're with us here today on this 24th Sunday in Ordinary Time, September 17th, 2023. And a few things to mention from last week. You know, they're beautiful, the Holy Name of Mary on the 12th, and of course, Our Lady of Sorrows, Exaltation of the Holy Cross on the 13th. I'll just go through these, and I always look back, and I wonder if, you know, I mentioned these. I know I did, but I tell you what, my brothers and sisters, if you do not have a Catholic calendar, and I don't know how many churches still may have calendars, but if you don't get a Catholic calendar, whether you're Catholic or not, if you're a Christian, if you're not a Christian, if you're a Muslim or a Jewish person, you know, Hindu or Sikh, get a Catholic calendar. It's quite beautiful, and it has a lot of the feast days on there, not all the feast days, but also has a lot of other important things too, like this last, the 15th of Our Lady of Sorrows on the 15th of September, also is the beginning, was the beginning of Rosh Hashanah, of course, and that ends today. But it is also the National Hispanic Heritage Month from September 15th to October 14th. Now, why it starts in the middle of the month, I don't know. I have to check into that. And it's also Catechetical Sunday, which is CCD classes start. And so if you're thinking about becoming Catholic, or if you've got kids and you know, they need to receive the sacraments, my brothers and sisters, you know, and I know you parents out there who are listening, oh, it's such a hassle, and they're going to want us to go to church. And it's just like, you know, life is about doing the things you don't want to do. Like exercising, going to church and eating right, doing the right thing, being a grown-up, being mature. And really this kind of strikes to the gospel today, our gospel reading today about forgiveness. So nobody wants to forgive, right? Everybody wants to hate each other, right? Let's be honest. This is, you know, we're in the drama. This is the drama world that we're in right now. Everything's drama. Everything is, you hurt my feelings, and you need to pay me back, and I'm going to sue you, and blah, blah, blah. I tell you what, my brothers and sisters, it's really insane right now. It really is insane. I don't know if it's more insane now than it's ever been, but I think it's always been insane, right? Because human beings have been around, and we're so selfish and so self-centered. But it's also the beginning of CCD, catechetical education, Catholic Christian education. And so get your kids signed up for their classes today, if possible. You know, next week's probably the deadline, you know. And if you're thinking about becoming Catholic, you know, RCIA classes are starting, which is the Rite of Christian Initiation. They've given up lots of different names over the years, but the fact of the matter is, my brothers and sisters, whether you're in a good, balanced, conservative Catholic church that is not real liberal or anything like that, I think relationship with Jesus Christ is just phenomenal. It gives you so much freedom. It gives you so much peace. Gives you so much peace of mind. Now, are there politics and all that? Yeah, you can tell the politics go on with the popes and the bishops and cardinals and things like that. And a lot of the same type of politics that occur in our politics here in the United States and in other countries and in Europe, unfortunately, you know. And yes, there should be this separation of church and state, but God needs to be in the town square, right? That's why we do this radio program. To bring God to people, because and you don't hear it. You know, everybody's afraid. Everybody's afraid to talk, afraid to talk about these things. But we need to stand up when we see that things are wrong, when there's been an injustice, especially against women, or an injustice against the poor, or people who can't fight back, you know, the elderly, the disabled. We need to stand up. We need to stand up and practice our faith. If you're a baptized Christian, and if you're a baptized Catholic Christian, and you've been baptized in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, you're taught to fight. for what's right. And so we need to do that. So there's my little mini sermon at the beginning here. Hope that wasn't too long. But we're going to go right into our reading today. These are read at Catholic Masses throughout the world. And one of our first reading today is from the Book of Sirach, one of the wisdom books that's only in the Catholic Bible. And no, we didn't add books. The Protestants removed books. That's the plain truth on that, with as far as the Old Testament goes. New Testaments are basically identical. There's some verbiage and language differences, of course, you know, that lean towards Protestant theology. And, of course, there's language in the Catholic that is what we consider to be as close to the Hebrew and the Greek and the Latin as we can possibly get it. Don't have an agenda. There's no agenda to take over the world or anything like that. It's just plain sensibleness. And it's interesting, too, that our first reading today, there's no exact teaching. This is one of the wisdom books. So this is for you to listen to. And I hope it sinks deep into your heart. And if you don't have a Catholic Bible, I hope you buy one and study it. A lot of good programs on that, too. And Catholic Answers, which is Catholic.com, great resource. And I also want to mention my friends up in Grand Rapids, too, HolyFamilyRadio.net. I know they're having a fundraiser this last week, and they could always use anyone's help there. So let us go right into our readings today, this 24th Sunday in Ordinary Time, from the Book of Sirach, chapter 27, verse 30 through chapter 28, verse 7. Wrath and anger are hateful things, yet the sinner hugs them tight. The vengeful will suffer the Lord's vengeance, for he remembers their sins in detail. Forgive your neighbor's injustice. Then when you pray, your own sins will be forgiven. Could anyone nourish anger against another and expect healing from the Lord? Could anyone refuse mercy from another like himself? Can he seek pardon for his own sins? If one who is but flesh cherishes wrath, who will forgive his sins? Remember your last days, set enmity aside. Remember death and decay, and cease from sin. Think of the commandments. Hate not your neighbor. Remember the Most High's covenant, and overlook faults. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Right to the heart. Our psalm reading is from Psalm 103. The Lord is kind and merciful, slow to anger and rich in compassion. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all my being bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. The Lord is kind and merciful, slow to anger and rich in compassion. He pardons all your iniquities, heals all your ills. He redeems your life from destruction, crowns you with kindness and compassion. The Lord is kind and merciful, slow to anger and rich in compassion. He will not always chide, nor does he keep his wrath forever. Not according to our sins does he deal with us, nor does he requite us according to our crimes. The Lord is kind and merciful, slow to anger and rich in compassion. For as the heavens are high above the earth, so surpassing is his kindness towards those who fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far as he put our transgressions from us. The Lord is kind and merciful, slow to anger and rich in compassion. Our second reading today is from the book of Romans, Romans chapter 14, 7 through 9. brothers and sisters, none of us lives for oneself, and no one dies for oneself. For if we live, we live for the Lord, and if we die, we die for the Lord. So then, whether we live or die, we are the Lord's. For this is why Christ died and came to life, that he might be the Lord of both the dead and the living. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Our gospel reading today is from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 18, 21 through 35. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Glory to you, O Lord. Peter approached Jesus and asked him, "Lord, if my brother sins against me, how often must I forgive? As many as seven times?" Jesus answered, "I say to you, not seven times, but 77 times. That is why the kingdom of heaven may be likened to a king who decided to settle his accounts with his servants. When he began the accounting, a debtor was brought before him who owed a huge amount. Since he had no way of paying it back, his master ordered him to be sold, along with his wife and children and all his property, in payment of the debt. At that, the servant fell down, did homage, and said, 'Be patient with me, and I will pay you back in full.' Moved with compassion, the master of the servant let him go and forgave him the loan. When that servant had left, he found one of his fellow servants who owed him a much smaller amount. He seized him and started to choke him, demanding, 'Pay back what you owe.' Falling to his knees, his fellow servant begged him, 'Be patient with me and I will pay you back.' But he refused. Instead, he had the fellow servant put in a prison until he paid back the debt. Now, when his fellow servants saw what has happened, they were deeply disturbed and went to their master and reported the whole affair. His master summoned him and said to him, 'You wicked servant, I forgave you your entire debt because you begged me. Should you not have had pity on your fellow servant as I had pity on you?' Then in anger, his master handed him over to the torturers until he should pay back the whole debt. So will my heavenly Father do to you unless you forgive your brother from your heart." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. May the words of this gospel wipe away our sins. Well, welcome, my brothers and sisters. Welcome to the Epiphany Radio program here in the Diocese of Kalamazoo. My name is Deacon Louis Zumlich. Glad you're with us here today. And this is one of the many reasons why I think our atheists, agnostics, and people who just don't want to go to church, don't want to believe in God, don't believe in heaven, don't believe in the afterlife, I think it basically boils down to we just don't like to forgive. We don't like this mark that God has put, this high watermark. And we see it in the book of Sirach, which points right to our very hearts, does it not? How many of you out there, and I know I've had occasions in my life, still do, where you think, boy, that person, this, that, and the other thing, right? But we must forgive. God demands that we forgive. We want to be forgiven when we make a mistake. And maybe our mistakes are not horrible or terrible or enough to put us in prison or jail. But maybe it's the silent treatment. That I haven't talked to my brother or my sister in 20 years. You think about that, my brothers and sisters, that this is the reason why, maybe the reason why we don't go to church, why we don't pray. We are cut off from God. We have cut ourselves off from God. See? And this willingness to forgive, just to ask God, God, help me to be willing to forgive. You know, in recovery, that's what it's all about. It's all about having the willingness. Not that we're able to do it, but to have the willingness. And God, somehow, in this miraculous, graceful way, God helps us to forgive. And then we're free. And our brother or our sister are free. And of course, this is metaphorical, brother or sister. It doesn't have to be a blood relation. It doesn't have to be your actual brother or sister. But sooner or later, we're gone, my brothers and sisters. We're gone. And we stand before God. And maybe we'll stand before God with our brother and sister. Maybe we'll have to sit side by side with them in purgatory for 500 years. You know, I mean, there's probably some of you, well, I don't believe in purgatory either. It's like, well, you'll find out whether it exists or not. If you want to go straight to hell, I guess you could go straight to hell if you want. Maybe God will give that option. Maybe Jesus will give that option. Maybe the Blessed Mother will say, I wouldn't do that. That's what she would say. I wouldn't do that. I wouldn't say that. Forgive. That's what a mother would do. See, a real mother, a good father, a good brother, a good sister. We would forgive. And yes, I know there's been horrible things done. And if it's something that's punishable, that they should go to jail, then let them go to jail. Call the police, let them go to jail. If that's what's needed. If that's needed for your salvation and their salvation. If that's what's necessary, that's what's necessary. You know, as Christ tells us, better to lose a hand or a foot than to go into hell without it, right? See? We must learn to forgive. We must learn to forgive. So this first reading from Sirach, and I had mentioned that Sirach is one of the wisdom books in the Catholic Bible. And this does not have an exact Catholic teaching on it, but just kind of for a little bit of Catholic education. The Old Testament books that are not in the King James Version, which I always find it's funny that a king of England made his own Bible. Doesn't that sound funny to you? It sounds funny to me. Anyway, so that's probably because I'm Catholic. But for any king, you know, it'd be like for King Clinton or King Bush to have his own Bible. No, come on. No, we don't want to do that. So in the Old Testament, the books that were not put into the Protestant canon of books is that are in the Catholic Bibles, 1st and 2nd Maccabees, Sirach, the Book of Sirach, the Book of Wisdom, the Book of Tobit, the Book of Judith, and parts of Esther, as well as Baruch. The New Testaments are basically the same. But Sirach is one of these wisdom books, and very beautiful. So shows God's great forgiveness. And then, of course, Psalm 103. There's not an exact teaching on this, but bless the Lord, O my soul, and all my being. Bless his holy name. Worshiping God. And then Romans 14. This is right out of the catechism, out of the profession of faith, you know, that Christ died that we may live. You know, you think about that too. You know, how many of us out there realize that God has died for us? This has happened almost 2,000 years ago, this moment in time, the fulfillment of all the Jewish scriptures, the fulfillment of the Messiah coming, over 500 different fulfillments. Jesus comes, and what do we do with him? We murder him. God comes. If you're an atheist or an agnostic or you don't believe in God, I don't believe in that stuff. Really? How did you get here? Did you will yourself into existence? Will you will yourself out of existence? Hopefully you won't. God created us. God created this place, this beautiful earth. We are the ones. We are the ones who ruin it. We are the ones who pollute it. We are the ones who cuss and swear and pollute and ruin and cause war and division. Not God. God comes in a peaceful way to make peace. And we kill him. We crucify him. We beat him. We mercilessly torture him. And then we kill him. But he rises. And this communion of charity, this sanctorum communio, sacred communion that Jesus has with us, being our brother, being our everything, being our Savior. None of us lives to him or herself alone. None of us dies to himself or herself. If one suffers, we all suffer. We all suffer, my brothers and sisters. Think about that. You know, it's like being in a rowboat, you know, and a couple of guys are rowing and a couple of gals are rowing and there's one or two people, they're not doing anything, just sitting there doing nothing. The people who are the unbelievers, they don't care. I don't believe. Really? Well, you're in the boat. You're in the boat. You're enjoying the comforts of a free society here in America, founded by the grace of God, I truly believe. And we thought about those terrible terrorist attacks from September 11th. And we see these natural disasters happening, my brothers and sisters, and don't have any doubt in your mind that God is not reminding us, like the flooding that happened in Las Vegas, Nevada, or the flooding that happened at that concert. Sometimes God is reminding us, what are you doing? What are you doing? Chastising people, chastising individual people, chastising maybe even entire religions, maybe even entire countries. Chastisements, reminding us, all of it. Sometimes I think it's a little bit of both. You know? It's a reminder that we're not in control. We're not in control. And this is so important for us to remember. That we're not in control of everything. But God is. God is in control of everything. Our very lives. And then this gospel. Forgiveness, forgiveness, forgiveness. To pray and to forgive. There is no limit or measure to the essential divine forgiveness, whether he speaks in sins or debts. Each and every one should be generous and tireless in forgiving one another for their offenses, quarrels, injustices, and neglect. Mutual affection suggests this, that charity of Christ demands it. Christ died for all of us, men and women. He desires that his church, the gates of forgiveness, should always be open to anyone who turns away from sin. You hear that? Who turns away from sin. We must turn away from sin. Can't do both. Can't have your cake and eat it too. It's a contradiction. It's a contradiction. And then finally this. Thus the Lord's words of forgiveness. The love that loves to the end. This is why we don't want to go to church. This is why we don't want to believe in God. Because we don't want to love. We don't want to. I don't want to love God. I don't want to love my neighbor. I don't want to forgive my brother. I want to hate. I want to be angry. I want to be in prison. And so we are. the parable of the merciless servant, which crowns the Lord's teaching on the ecclesial communion, ends with these words, "So also will my heavenly Father will do to you, every one of you, if you do not forgive your brother from your heart." We must forgive to go to heaven, my brothers and sisters. We must forgive. If you want to listen to this program again, you can go to DeaconLouieZemlich.com. We also have a podcast out there, too, that you can listen to the show again as well. We always finish with St. Pope John's Theology of the Body. Quite beautiful. This week it is, this is from 23 years ago, and it's still valid today, right? The Gospel of Values and the Duties of the Human Heart. In his general audience, the 15th of October, 1980, the Holy Father, St. Pope John Paul II, continued his analysis of adultery in the heart. By distinguishing the condemnation of lust from the condemnation of the body. My brothers and sisters, our bodies are temples of the Holy Spirit. Do not use other people. This is why it's so important to get married and to stay married, if at all possible. And I know people get divorced. I know marriages don't work out. I know that. I realize that. But what I'm saying is this. Don't live together. Don't do that program. Commit to each other. Be married. Have a family. And stay committed to each other. Is it difficult? Yes, it is. This is why we need God's help. This is why we have to go to church. This is why we have to pray. Because all of these things are difficult. Let alone maybe even humanly impossible. There's always exceptions. You know, people will say, it's kind of like the person who smoked cigarettes for 75 years or 80 years. You know, and people say, that's what I'm going to do. That's not reality. Okay? Most of the time, people die from the smoking of the cigarettes, right? It's just like in a marriage. You have to take care of the marriage. You have to nurture the marriage. The man needs to take care of his family. The woman needs to take care of her husband, vice versa, back and forth, evenly, 100%, 100%. So my brothers and sisters, as you go through this week, we've gotten our lesson for this week, and it's forgiveness. And it's a big challenge for all of us. It's a big challenge for everyone. And this is why we need supernatural help. This is why we need to be vulnerable to God. Why we need to go to church. Yeah, let the neighbors see you going to church. And they say, look at the hypocrites going to church. It's like, yeah, that's right. We're all hypocrites. We are. We're sinners. We're fallen. This is why we need God. We need Jesus. We do, sooner or later. You know, maybe if you're young, you know, you're not even 30 years old yet. Maybe you're not 40 years old yet. I don't need God. Well, someday you may need God. And he will help you. He will help you. In your loneliest, darkest hour, call out to him, Jesus, help me. Blessed Mother Mary, hear my prayer. Help me to forgive my brother. Help me to forgive my sister, my mom, my dad. Help me to forgive this hurt, this ache that I have, my ex-husband or my ex-wife. Help me to forgive. Help me to forgive my children if my children have hurt me. Jesus, help me to forgive. God, set me free from this. Don't let me die with this anger in my heart. Let me have the courage to pick up the phone, maybe even to say, I'm sorry. I wish I would have been a better mom or better dad or better brother or sister. My brothers and sisters, all things are possible with Jesus' help. I hope you take that help and offer it to another. May Almighty God bless you all. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. God bless you all. We love you.